Iran has been building centrifuges so they can enrich uranium. The world is concerned that they will high enrich that uranium. In other words, enrich it to the point where it has so much uranium-235 in it that it could be used as bomb fuel. How much harder is it to high enrich over low enrich?
Well, the difficulty in separating these isotopes, it's the most inefficient process ever devised by man. And that's because these isotopes have the same chemistry, so there's no chemical way of preferentially separating one over another. To do this, one must use what's called gaseous diffusion. It's a physical separation because the mass of the 235 is slightly lighter than the mass of the 238.
So instead of using a chemical process where you're combining different atoms and separating different atoms because one dissolves in this and the other dissolves in that, using a physical process where one is literally heavier or lighter than the other, and you can, well, you throw them, and one of them, the lighter one, will be thrown a little bit further. You catch the ones that go further.
Yes. And so the separation process is very, very difficult.
Does it get increasingly more difficult as you enrich more and more?
Yeah, it becomes exponentially more difficult. The first gaseous diffusion plant that was built at the K-25 facility in Oak Ridge, where I used to work, at the time it was the largest single building under one roof in the world. And it's been said that the pipes were long enough to stretch to the moon and back. And this is because of the difficulty of separating these isotopes. Now, what's different today than what we had back during World War II is the mechanisms for doing this enrichment process. And what we have today is a much more compact way of doing it, and that's where the centrifuges come into play. These centrifuges are very highly precise devices that spin at close to the speed of sound. They cause the gas to spin, and it's the spinning process that is actually causing the isotopes to separate.
Not unlike what happens in a wash machine when you want to spin the water out of the clothes.
Right. The problem with Iran was that they were sold this technology through A.Q. Khan out of Pakistan, who was put under house arrest for selling nuclear secrets to other countries, including North Korea and Iran, as well as Libya and some other Middle East countries, probably perhaps even Saudi Arabia. Centrifuges. They're very precise devices, and they're somewhat dangerous in the sense that if they get out of balance at all, they spin at such high speeds they can blow up or just destroy themselves, fly apart. And if they do that, they have a propensity of causing other ones to blow apart, too.
Is that just shrapnel? You know, one piece flies into another?
Yes. Uh-huh. And basically what this technology has done is it allowed to shrink the footprint of this enrichment process down to, say, a small building. And so that's why these centrifuges are so important in this process. But it is an exponential process whereby the amount of effort that it takes to go from, say, 3% enrichment up to 95% enrichment is enormous.
Now, an agreement looks like it's being hammered out where Iran will have the technology to low-enrich uranium that they can use for reactor fuel. They will then ship it to Russia, which will high-enrich the fuel for them. Why would they need highly enriched uranium?
Well, I don't see any purpose behind having high-enriched uranium other than somebody wants to make weapons. Now, the U.S. Navy runs its ships on high-enriched uranium, 95% enriched uranium. All of their reactors for both carriers and submarines run on this. The reason for this is quite simple. By running off of high-enriched uranium, you have a very compact, high-energy density source for running, say, a submarine. So you don't want something that's too big. You want something that's tiny for a submarine.
As far as I know, the Iranian Navy does not have submarines, at least not nuclear submarines.
No.
So if I ask you why Iran needs high-enriched uranium from Russia. Is there anything you could tell me?
I don't see any reason why they need that. I don't know why both France and Russia have stepped up to the plate saying they're going to do. It may be that Iran is doing some of the initial enrichment and Russia and France are finishing it off, but if they're doing high-enriched uranium, I have no clue why they're doing that.
Larry, thanks very much for talking with us.
You bet.
I've been speaking with Dr. Larry Birchfield. He's the president of the Radiochemistry Society. For KVMR, I'm Al Stoller.